welcome back to another episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I'm the NFL editor for SportsLandante.com. It's a great website. You should subscribe. Do it. Do it now. Being joined by Wes Campbell this week. What's up, Wes?
What's going on?
Remember to use promo code LA Confidential to get 10% off our monthly, yearly, and lifetime packages. All right, well, today we're going to be talking about some NFL contract news. The shocking Clippers trade that ruined my weekend. We're talking a little Spider-Man Far From Home, a bunch of Marvel news, and Stranger Things, and we're going to mourn the loss of Rip Torn.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. We'll get there. But first, we're going to start off with some positive contract news. This takes us to Atlanta, sponsored by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, we're overhyped. We know. We know we're overhyped.
Julio? Not hyped enough, all right? I love Chick-fil-A.
You piece of shit. Anyway, Julio Jones has said he's not going to be holding out for a new contract. He's got 2 years left on his deal, and he will be showing up to camp.
Yeah, I mean, he's going based off of the owner saying, yeah, we want to pay you. I mean,
when has that ever gone wrong for anybody?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the Falcons as a team, but I don't know if it's the smartest move for Julio.
No.
I mean, granted, he's got 2 years left on his contract, so, I mean, he can still get fined for not showing up, but
still, like, it just, like, because now I'm just like, oh, no, like, Julio, like, tweaks his knee, and they're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Maybe you should have held out.
Maybe you should. And then everyone's like, well, hey, it's the anti-Le'Veon Bell, but that's totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, Julio wouldn't sit out the whole year, but at least he'd be like, hey, man, I'm not going to play until I get some long-term security, because this would be his last big contract.
Yeah, his last time to really rake in the dough before he retires.
Mm-hmm. Or has to just settle for, like, minimum. Like
league minimum.
Yeah, league minimum or just smaller deals elsewhere when the Falcons eventually cut him, because they're going to, and it's a business. Unless he's, like, fits and just hangs around forever.
Yeah. Hangs out and still produces. Like, I still can't believe Fitzgerald is playing.
And God bless that guy. The last year, and he's really put up with a lot.
Yeah.
It's really only been, like, 4 good years. The rest of them have just been garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's played at 16 quarterbacks his whole career, and Kurt Warner was the best one. Which is, Kurt Warner's the best one, which is dark. Because it wasn't even good. It wasn't even, like, young Kurt Warner. It was ready to retire Kurt Warner.
See, I'm trying to think of all the quarterbacks he's had. He's had Leinart.
Ryan Lindley, John Skelton, Carson Palmer, Kurt Warner.
That's five.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Rosen.
Yep.
We're going to count Kyler.
Oh, yeah, for this year.
So that's eight. I swear to God, there was like a bunch of just randos.
Drew Stanton.
Drew Stanton, there we go.
So that's nine.
That's a lot. Damn it. Someone else, right?
I'm sure there is. We can look it up, but
we'll look it up later, but that's nine's a lot.
Yeah.
That's over half his career. He has
16 years? 17
yeah.
Years?
16 the year 16, I think. So that's a lot to have in a 16-year career. Like, Jesus Christ.
And especially for him to produce as much as he has. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
God bless that guy.
I know. If he were on any other team, it'd be... I mean, people love Larry Fitzgerald, but, I mean, you know, if he were on any other team, he would have had a ring or two and be like, is he better than Rice? I mean, he's not, but it'd at least be a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, you could sit there and argue that he's better than T.O.
Mm-hmm. Well, much nicer.
Yeah.
Much nicer and a much better teammate.
Yep.
I could have sworn it was, like, two or three, like, washed QBs that, like, went through Arizona, like, before they got Warner. I don't know. We'll look.
Well, I'm sure. Well, you could sit there and count like Sam Bradford as well.
No. But I mean, like before, I know, like when they were in that really bad graveyard and they got good all like randomly.
Yeah.
I do hope Julio.
At least he got to play in the Super Bowl.
That's true. He was very close to winning the damn thing. Yeah. But you know, Santonio Holmes was just better that game. Which Santonio Holmes was out of the league like 3 years later.
I know.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, left Pittsburgh to go with the Jets, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Fizzled out with the Jets.
And... Mm-hmm. Well, the Steelers have a history of, like, losing out big receivers, and then those receivers go nowhere.
Yeah. Plexico.
Plexico. Santonio Holmes. Martavis Bryant.
Yep.
Antonio Bryant.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Jesus. Sorry. Been a long
Close
week.
Close enough.
But yeah, so I hope Julio's healthy all year, and they just pay him. They give him a huge extension the last year of his deal because he deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been pretty much the cornerstone of that offense.
Yeah, he made
ever since he got into the league.
He's easily the best draft pick to come out of Alabama, at least on offense, in the Nick Saban era.
Yeah,
easily. I mean, that's not much of a list. You could even argue on defense in a lot of places, but probably Julio Jones is like the best player Nick Saban's actually had in the NFL.
Yep.
So anyway, that was the Falcons portion of the show. Once again, brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A are bland chicken sandwiches and bland waffle fries are overhyped.
To you, maybe.
But we love
it's a national treasure. Open up on Sundays.
Chick-fil-A, we love Jesus more than In-N-Out.
The holy chicken.
Oh yeah, if it were holy chicken, it wouldn't be so bland. Anyway, moving on to Houston. My wife agrees. Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches are bland.
Yeah, and what the F? I got, like, some chicken nuggets for our daughter, and it was, like, niblets that, like...
Well...
They were ridiculously priced.
Jesus doesn't believe in supersizing. Anyway, moving on to Houston, Texas, where Jadeveon Clowney will not be getting a new deal before camp because the Texans have no cap money, and also they're really going down the road of either letting him walk or having to tag him again for even more money that they don't have.
Yeah, I mean, kind of wish they had a GM to really process. Oh, wait.
They don't. They're not going to hire one.
That's right.
And if you're Bill O'Brien, that might be a good thing because that means no one's going to fire you in the middle of the year if things go south.
Hey, you never know that. The owner can finally come to and be like, hey.
Oh. Well, they're going to...
It's time to change.
He died.
The owner of the Texans?
Yeah. I swear to God he died, didn't he?
That was the owner of the Broncos that just died.
No, I know, obviously. But, I mean, I know the owner of the Titans... I know Bud Adams died, but I'm pretty sure the owner of the Texans died, too. Now it's like a murky situation with the family now. I know Paul Allen died too, but I could have sworn the Texans owner was... If he's not dead, he's up... I know he's up there.
Well, yeah, I know he's up there. Stupid phone.
Anyway, Jadeveon Clowney, like, they're kind of playing with fire because, like, they're not going to get prime J.J. Watt because he's just going to keep getting hurt every year. Like, didn't he get hurt? Didn't Watt get knocked out for the season this year? Oh, no, you're right. Bob McNair is still alive. Oh, no, he did die! And then he won!
Oh, last year.
Yeah, that's right. It was like late in the year. Bob McNair.
Rest in peace.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the players in the league wish he would rest in pieces after some of the shit he said towards the end. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But anyway, Clowney, they really should sign him long term because they're kind of up a creek.
Well, especially, I mean, I love J.J. Watt.
But
again, he's getting up there.
He's been perpetually injured.
Yeah, I mean, you need to have that insurance on that line. And
I know, I get, like, his first couple of years are really bumpy because he just, you know, he wasn't as good as that one play in one play against, like, Michigan.
Yeah.
Like, really, that kind of underwrote his entire career.
Yeah.
Or at least his draft stock, and then he finally put it together last year. I don't know. I really hope they figure it out because otherwise Houston's kind of screwed.
Yeah,
and then they're not going to have the money to do anything else.
Exactly, and, you know, they have talent on offense and defense, and you would hate to see a young team like that struggle.
And then they can't put it together.
Yeah.
And they're going to waste Watson's rookie years, and then they have to pay him probably more than Mahomes is going to make in 2 years, and it'll be sad.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, they get paid the same year. They're drafted in the same draft. Well,
yeah,
that'll be fun.
But...
Well, Mahomes is going to get more anyway because he won MVP.
Yeah,
it was a bonus, but
he was first round. Watson
so was Watson.
I thought Watson was second round.
No, because they both got traded up for the Browns trade. Someone traded
up
the Browns
right, they moved
to get
up. Yeah, okay.
To get one, and then the someone else trade the Texans traded up with like someone else to get the other.
Yeah, okay.
They were like kind of like right after each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Texans are going to probably squander Deshaun Watson's rookie deal, and then if he thinks the landscape sucks, he'll probably either go elsewhere, which I doubt, because it's really hard for anyone to leave in the NFL because their free agency is boring.
Yeah.
It's not like the NBA, which, you know, every day it's just like, oh, shit.
Someone else got a max.
They got to really abolish that franchise tag. I hate it. Like, it really ruins a lot of stuff. and it's just a Band-Aid. It lets you kick the can down the road and not do anything.
And I haven't heard one player positively speak.
No, because it sucks. They're like, well,
you have no insurance.
No, because it's like, oh, cool. I might get like what, 17 mil or something for 1 year. But if I get hurt, then my stock's down. And what are we doing here?
Exactly.
Like even with Cousins, it's like, well, every day, it's like every play could have been my last, and I can't get traded because the price to trade a franchise tag guy is like so exuberant. No one wants to do it,
especially for quarterback.
Especially because like most of the NFL GMs aren't creative yet.
Yeah,
not like NBA GMs, which that shit's really creative, and we'll get there.
We'll get there in the next segment.
We will. But the last contract I want to talk about. Oh, we have two, right? You want to do Melvin Gordon first, or the Cowboy Corral?
No, we'll do Melvin Gordon because that's the big one today.
All right. Let's see.
We gotta save the best for last.
That's true. So, all right, we're gonna go to LA and talk about Melvin about some Chargers news for once. We never have Chargers news because they're like the most boring team in the league.
Yeah,
but they're sponsored by the Chargers. Not sponsored by OG's. OG's Pizza. OG's Pizza. We have TVs.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Anyway, Melvin Gordon today, people thought, oh, he's going to get a contract extension before camp, or he's going to show up to camp, but now he's demanding a trade.
Well, he's demanding a contract before camp, and if he doesn't get one, then he's going to do the trade. And
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
At least Gurley had the decency to get paid before, get hurt after he got paid. Yeah. Melvin Gordon, he doesn't have that.
No, I mean, I guess he's one of those players that... What? He hasn't played a full season yet?
He has not. I don't think he has.
Yeah. And I didn't realize this, but like I guess in his first, like, what, 200 carries, he fumbled like 6 times. And then since then, he's only fumbled 4 times, and it's been like 800 carries. So, I mean, glad he finally got that under control. But
which makes me worried about, if you can get a vaccine for fumbleitis, Jones on the Raiders won't get it because he's anti-vax. I saw that story. I'm like, oh, cool. I can't wait for you to fumble a bunch because I'm going to nail that joke all year. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
I mean, like, if I'm the Chargers, you got an aging Phillip Rivers.
I don't pay him. I don't pay Gordon.
No, I mean, he's still on his 5th-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Trade him then.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to demand a trade, then...
Because, look...
Just wait it out.
Here's the problem. They're going to pay Rivers. They're going to keep paying him because they want him to be a Charger for life, and he's earned it.
Yeah.
Bosa comes due next year, and he's a top 3 pick. And assuming he, is healthy this year and, like, puts up a lot of good numbers, guess what? He's going to, like, almost reset the market again.
Yep.
If not, reset it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Clowney, he's...
It's between him and Clowney.
Mm-hmm. Or DeMarcus Lawrence. Oh, wait, they got the deal done, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was several Cowboy Corrals ago.
Yeah, don't scare me like that.
No, but, yeah, Bosa's going to be a high-priced player, so... They're going to have to like, look at it and go, well, we don't have the money for all this because they don't.
Yeah.
They're like right in the middle of the salary cap as far as teams in the league with room. And look, just they're better off cutting their losses and trading him.
Yeah, and see what kind of value they can get from.
And it wouldn't, yeah, just get a cut, maybe get some picks out of it and rebuild elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you really think about like what teams would really offer the trade capital for him.
Again, Green Bay is sitting there as a running back trade target because they'd only have to take on the 5th year of his deal, which whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
And he's a guy who can produce, and if they can get, and he can help the Packers can rent him for a year and see where they're at.
And again, it would bring some security to Aaron Rodgers, take some of the load off of him.
Well, he'd again immediately be like Duke Johnson, he'd probably be immediately the best running back they've had in the Aaron Rodgers era.
Exactly.
Or other teams could trade for him. Hell, they could, like...
I could see Washington do it just because Washington is always desperate for running backs.
They could. Yeah.
I mean, I know they drafted, what's it, Juice or their rookie that got...
Juice. Darius Juice.
Yeah, they got injured last year.
You say his name 3 times, he tears his ACL.
I like that. But
I'm not wishing the guy harm.
it's funny, though. But... they have the aging Adrian Peterson, which I didn't know this, but apparently he had 1,000 yards last year.
He did.
I didn't.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Good for him for still producing, but,
I've said my piece about Adrian Peterson many times in the group chat.
Yeah.
I don't approve.
Yeah. But, I mean, Washington's always been the team that spends money on the veterans.
I mean, and Miami could theoretically trade for it. Like, but, yeah. You know, teams that just have a bunch of picks and need, like, one dude away from going somewhere can just rent them for a year and see what happens.
Seriously, I mean, look what the Rams did last year with all their rental players.
Yeah. And, one or two they kept.
Yeah, and, it got them to the NFC Championship game.
And the Super Bowl.
Were they in the Super Bowl?
They were. They were. People forget, but they were.
I think they forgot, too.
Well, they forgot the day of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I think Melvin Gordon gets moved because the Chargers they're not one of those teams that piss money away on players, so they're going to prioritize Rivers and they're going to prioritize Bosa because...
The important players. I'm not saying that Gordon's not important, but
he's a running back, and look, I've said my thoughts with the Gurley deal. Like, you know, it was cool in the moment, but then you're like, oh, shit. Especially once all the knee stuff came, and he said today that he's not going to change his running style, which I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Because any time a running back says, I'm not changing my running style, it's like, oh, here we go. It's like Marion Barber.
Yeah, or...
Yeah.
That was a good throwback.
It was.
Or Tim Tebow saying he's not going to change his throwing style.
Nope.
Or I'm not going to change positions because I'm a quarterback.
Which he says, even though he's a pitcher for the Mets now.
Yeah.
Those Marion Barber thing. I'm not changing my style. I'm just going to run. Dudes run into me. I'm going to run into dudes. And then 4 years later, you're out of the league.
Yeah. Well, I know he went to Chicago.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. It was like a cup of coffee with Chicago, and it was it?
No, I think he was there for like a year or two. And then after that, that was it. Yeah.
Because it was done.
Yeah.
It turns out when you're that small, you can't just be a battering ram.
I will say, probably his best play was against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And got bumped back into the end zone and got out and gained
I'm sure Emmett's like, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, do you know why I played 16 years or however long it was?
Yeah.
I didn't get hit.
Exactly.
I followed my line perfectly. That's why he was so smart.
Well, that and...
Him and Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Well, and it helped, too, that Dallas had a bad offensive line. Well, they did,
but he also knew, how to follow his blockers. That was the whole point.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do for a running back.
Apparently not. Just because you grew up watching pro wrestling doesn't mean you need to, abuse your body like you're Mick Foley out of pay-per-view. Anyway, Melvin Gordon's probably going to get traded as well he should.
Yeah.
Just because it's not going to end well. All right, now let's go to the Cowboy Corral.
Yeah, buddy.
The Cowboy Corral, not sponsored by Whataburger. Whataburger, for the love of God, please stop calling us the in and out of the Southwest.
Oh, man, yeah.
Anyway, what's the Cowboy news?
I mean, Cowboys news is that they're better than the stupid Eagles. Just because Brian's not here, I can talk smack. Talk even more smack. But, no, I mean... Speaking of contract news, they're sitting there saying that they're going to try and get the Dak and Amari deals done either before camp or during camp, so that's promising. And they'll just have to... Zeke's going to have to wait till next year, which is fine.
Is he fine with that, though? I'm just... I don't know.
I mean...
Are we sure he's fine with that?
He better be fine.
Well, look... I'm just saying.
I'll make it fine for him.
He wouldn't be the first player to
hold out. I know that, but...
Not even hold, but it depends on how he holds out. You can just peacefully hold out like Aaron Donald did, or you can be a jackass and do sit-ups on your driveway like T.O. did. Just saying. There's different versions of the holdout.
Yeah. Or you can go to another EDC concert.
It's EDM, you old...
Whatever.
Old bastard. EDC...
Yeah, that's the one in Vegas, right?
It's... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Call me old.
Well, I just realized I fucked that up. Okay.
That's right.
EDM's the style of music.
Yeah.
EDC's... Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Point is, we're both old.
Suck it, Talese.
We're both old.
Yeah.
We're out of our element, Donnie.
God. My computer's playing music now.
Yeah, right?
But anyway. Yeah, I mean... We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'm... He's been a team player, so hopefully that can continue for another year, and then he'll get paid.
It depends.
Yeah, and then Lyle Collins, our right tackle, said he wants to be a Cowboy for life, and
he's not in the position for that to be his choice.
I know.
Just saying, man.
But I mean, they were smart and they drafted, insurance for him in terms of Connor Williams and Connor McGavin. So you know, we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, Little L Collins has a lot of faith in them because the Cowboys were the only ones that really kind of took a shot on him.
That's true. I forget why. What happened with that?
He had some, like, pre-draft drama. I know. He was supposed to be, like, a top five pick.
He was supposed to. I know. Then shit happened at LSU.
Yeah. Like, he had some, like, legal problems. Oh, but there was, like, no evidence, and they ended up dropping the case, and he went undrafted, and turned out to be a solid, kept up the solid play. And
okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's a Cowboy for life. I don't know how they make it work. I hope if he's going to be a Cowboy for life, I hope he's financially flexible on that, because...
Yeah, and...
He's pretty low on the totem pole as far as their decisions.
Well, and...
They're like the Chargers, or...
I mean, they'll have him and Jalen Smith, too.
Because
he's coming up.
Again, I think Jalen wins that one out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, L.L. Collins isn't exactly expendable.
Yeah, I mean, especially with, like I said, the two draft picks they spent over the last two years.
Yeah, exactly. They have to... He has to realize that unless he's going to take a pay cut, he's in trouble.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they sit there and give him, like, not like the veteran minimum,
he's
going
to take a hometown discount if he wants to stay.
Exactly.
They're going to be capped out.
Yeah.
Any other Cowboy Corral stuff?
Yeah, they're still better than the Eagles.
Well, that's not news. That's old news.
That's current news, because it's true. And suck it, Brian.
This was the Cowboy Corral, once again brought to you by Whataburger. Whataburger, we just got bought by a hedge fund. Don't panic. All right, moving on to the NBA. So I'm sitting there on Friday night watching Stranger Things Season 3 with my wife, and I check in my phone.
LA, right?
Yeah, Kawhi's coming to LA. Unfortunately, it's not to the Lakers, it's to the Clippers. And not only that, did Kawhi decide to go with the Clippers, but he got the Clippers to trade basically all their draft picks until 2026 for Paul George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. Yeah, and the details I've been reading, basically he'd been leading the Lakers on the entire time, allegedly to stick it to LeBron. Like...
Suck
true
it,
story. True story. He had them schedule the Lakers to schedule meetings at places where he could just meet with Paul George, like right after the meeting. Which
allegedly,
that happened. That was reported. I think it was reported by Ramona Shelburne that 1,000% happened.
Allegedly.
And then the OKC Thunder were glad to get out of Paul George's contract. They even threatened to. There was one point where they're trying to leverage the Raptors to take on George and Westbrook in order to keep Kawhi. But the Raptors are like, fuck that. So Kawhi's a Clipper, Paul George is a Clipper, and the Lakers are left
crying in the...
No, they didn't cry. They did. They did what everyone else does in a time of crisis. They go on a spending spree because they had $32.5 million to spend that wasn't going to go to Kawhi Leonard anymore. Now look, some of the deals were bad. I'll admit. Kentavious Caldwell Pope coming back for I think it's 2 years, 16 was asinine. I mean, for a dude who hasn't produced at all, he's gotten, like, dumb paid. He was paid $12 million last year. He was making $20 2 years before that. All because Rich Paul fucked up his extension in Detroit and has been having him make nice ever since. And he's not good.
So would you say he's, like, the Sam Bradford of the...
No, because he doesn't get hurt. He just sucks.
Well, no, I'm just talking about, like, him always getting paid.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. At least with Sam Bradford, he had to get paid because he was the number one... At least he was the number one pick.
Yeah, for that first contract.
Yeah.
Since then?
Oh, well, since then, it's been asinine. Yeah. I don't understand it. But, yeah, Pope hasn't even been good as Bradford ever was in the NFL. It's really baffling. But whatever, keep getting them checks. They brought back JaVale McGee for 2 more years. I don't know why. They brought back Rondo because they needed a point guard. Quinn Cook from the Warriors, it's nice. It's only like 2 years, $4 million. Not bad. They said LeBron's going to be playing point guard this season, which I'm very intrigued by that. And then they signed Boogie Cousins for a year. And Boogie actually looks like he's in shape.
Well, with a name like Boogie Cousins.
But I do love that they reunited the Pelicans from 2 years ago. You have Davis, Rondo, and Boogie. And hopefully Boogie's on his best behavior because he knows that this is his last chance to audition for a big contract. If you know anything about DeMarcus Cousins, it's been kind of a bumpy road.
A little bit, yeah.
Oof. And I hope he doesn't get hurt again, because that would suck. So they have some depth. They might be getting Kyle Korver once the Suns buy him out. I don't know why the Suns are buying him out. They should just trade him, but they're stupid. But hell, hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Lakers, it's going to be kind of tenuous. Oh, and they signed Danny Green too at 2 years, 15, which I'll take. They need some shooting. But, you know, the Clippers have a better team on paper, although Paul George won't be around for the start of the season because he's getting surgery on both his shoulders. And this this makes the best battle of LA season ever because now both teams actually have talent at the same time. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's true because I forgot that when the Clippers were good making with
Chris Paul, Blake Griffin.
Yeah, there we go.
The Lakers weren't good.
Yeah,
but then when the Lakers were good, the Clippers were like mediocre at best.
Yeah. So it'll be a good year for basketball here in LA.
Oh yeah, so the whole league. And now for people wondering, what happened to Russell Westbrook? He's just by himself on that huge deal that nobody wants.
I know, right?
Turns out you were wrong. Somebody did want that deal. The Houston Rockets have reunited Chris Paul and James Harden, which I'm sure James Harden is just thrilled about that.
Oh, dude, he's
thrilled.
Ecstatic.
Thrilled. Couldn't be happier. I mean, he was happy with hey, James, we got rid of Chris Paul. I said, really? Thank God. Who'd we get? Russell Westbrook. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Ugh. So now they traded one really bad contract for another really bad contract. But the Thunder, meanwhile, not only did they plunder the Clippers for a whole bunch of picks, they plundered the Rockets for two picks as well. And they might even be trading Chris Paul to the Miami Heat. They're working on a deal as we speak. Yeah.
The NBA.
The Thunder really need to get into the tax. Like they were a repeater, which really hurts. Okay. They had to trade Jeremy Grant on Monday to save them, I think, $19 million. Or no, it was $39 million, and they're still in the penalty.
Jeez.
Well, because between Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Steven Adams, who's still on the team at $25 million a year,
I should have stuck to basketball.
You should have the economics in basketball are fun.
Yeah,
but Westbrook and Harden on the Rockets is going to be fun to say the least. It's a bold move. That's a very bold move. I don't know how it works.
Pay out Cotton.
It's pretty much Peter LaFleur putting the blindfold on, except it doesn't. I don't think it'll work out.
He's not going to hit White Goodman in the face with the dodgeball.
He is not going to. No, I don't know because both of them are super ball dominant. So I don't know how they distribute the minutes because Russ isn't exactly. Russ will get assists, but it's only when Russ wants the stats.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's 30, and he's played super hard his entire career, so I'm sure that's going to start going well at 30.
He's a super
athlete. Keeps himself in incredible shape. But, you know...
Let's see how long he can keep that up, though.
Every year, he has to get his knees, drained and shit. So, yeah. So, again, that's going to be great.
He needs to go to that Tom Brady diet.
Well, not even that. It's the go to Germany with Peyton Manning, Kobe, and Dirk just to get stuff put into your knee.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the NBA. It's a what a league, man.
Yeah.
What a league. You think you're done, and it's like, oh shit, Russ got traded.
Just kidding.
I know, right? Moving into some hockey. Yeah, I'm serious. We're talking about hockey. Talk about hockey in July.
Hey, their season's coming up. In October, I think.
Anyway, we're going to Anaheim to talk about the Mighty Ducks. That's right, Anaheim.
Yeah, because suck it, Kings.
Well, okay. Anaheim, not home of the Angels, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Ducks hired former Kings coach Daryl Sutter as a consultant.
Yeah.
Because they want someone who actually knows.
They want someone who knows how to win. Hey, I was going to say get back to their winning ways. We're on the same wavelength there.
What winning ways?
Hey, they won. They won a Stanley Cup before the Kings did.
Okay, and then the Kings won two of them. And the Ducks choked in the Game 7 every single year.
Not every single year.
Sometimes on their home ice.
Yeah. But it wasn't always in Game 7. Sometimes it was Game 4 or 5.
Well, you know, Sutter, as great as he was at the Kings, eventually coached himself out, because that's what happens in hockey.
Well, yeah, I mean, not just hockey. Any sport.
But
really.
Hockey.
It happens more often in hockey. But
yeah, hockey. I almost wonder why. Because you see coaches get fired in October and oh, that team's rebuilding. And then they make the Stanley Cup or something.
Yeah.
It's did they matter? What are we doing here?
Well, it's like since we're on the subject of the Ducks, Randy Carlisle, who won their title.
Sure.
I think maybe it was two seasons later or three seasons later, he's out as coach, and then. Mm-hmm. And yeah. came Fuck, I forgot his name. The bald dude.
Bruce Boudreau.
There we go.
The guy who couldn't win it with Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah. And then he gets out, and then Carlisle comes back, and he's there, and then he gets fired again.
And Sutter will probably take over whoever's their coach now.
Yeah.
You can see it. Like, well, he's coming down from the office. Well, he had to do something.
Apparently, because last year they fired Carlisle, and then the GM filled in as the coach for the rest of the season. And then they hired a AHL?
Sure. I don't know.
Yeah, the AHL affiliate as their coach. So we'll have to wait and see how that pans out.
Like, they're both rebuilding. Let's just be clear. They're both in super teardown modes because their runs are over.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's the one that got me into hockey. She's a big Ducks fan. And she was sad to hear that, you know, they bought out Corey Perry's contract.
Oh, that's all you got to do, man. Because hockey, like, that's like the least fun sport to cover. Because just nothing happens. Or they'll just trade, like, the best player of their team because they feel like it.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part because, like, I feel like hockey doesn't get enough credit because when you go to a game, it's a lot.
Oh, no, the games are fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's like baseball. When you're there, it's awesome. But, like,
that's,
you know,
arguable.
Well, no, it can be. Like, baseball games can be really fun to go to. Like, if you're at Dodger Stadium, it's pretty fun.
I've been to a Dodger game. And it was, well, granted, I was like 10 or 11.
Oh,
it was boring as shit.
Now it's fun.
Yeah, because you got to watch what you say, or at least you get decked.
Anyway, hockey's
end
super
up in
fun.
A hospital.
No, yeah, hockey's super fun. I'm not gonna lie. It's just as a sport to cover on a day to day basis, it's like,
eh. Oh yeah,
because a regular season means dick, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just they have the same problem that baseball has. They have too many games, and it doesn't really get interesting until
April. And like they just don't have like their players are. It's very much a sport stuck in the past in terms of like marketing.
Oh. For sure.
Like, at least, like, baseball's super regional, too, but at least, like, baseball's a couple people who are, like, fun, like, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas hockey, they're, like, they just like, this is just a job.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is great. It's, you know, on one level, it's fine, but, like, if you're the league, you're like, well.
What do we do?
And plus, you just can't pronounce most of the players' names. Cause they're from
fucking Canada or Russia.
Finland and all those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. And like, and let's be real, like a lot of hockey fans just don't want casual fans. They hate casual fans.
Yeah.
Which makes it even tougher because then it's like, well, how am I supposed to get into this sport? You know?
Yeah.
They're not inclusive. UFC people are the same way, and so are soccer people. They just like can't stand people like, so what is this rule again?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, man. Like,
what does icing mean?
Yeah, what does icing? Exactly. Whereas like any other sport, it's like, well, here's what this is.
Yeah.
Like they at least embrace casual fans. Or hockey, you're either hardcore or get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Which means no one's writing about hockey because you have to, you know, which is a problem.
Yeah.
It's just not fun. But anyway, the LA hockey teams are tearing down, and it's going to be a long couple of years.
Yeah. We'll see who gets back to the promised land first.
I don't know. I legitimately don't know. Some quick Dodgers news. Jock Peterson kicked ass in the home run derby, which means his form is going to be fucked up till September, because that's what happens. but also the AL won the All-Star game, which means they get home field in the World Series. So when the Dodgers are going to probably have to win their title on the road this year.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, they'll at least make the World Series, and it'll be kind of fun. I don't know. They lost with having home field advantage, and they lost not having it, so we'll see.
I feel like if I'm the Dodgers, I'm going to have, like, the Heimlich maneuver in their locker room.
Oh.
So when they start choking, they know what to do.
Well, they didn't even choke last year. The Red Sox are just better. And it makes me vomit because I hate Boston.
Yeah, it's true.
They were just better. You just went, oh, okay.
All right, well, the year before that.
And lastly, before I move on to some superhero shit, I just want to shout out the Women's World Cup for beating the Netherlands 2-0.
USA.
USA. Alex Morgan was drunk off her ass at the parade and after the game. It was awesome. Megan Rapinoe is the best. I called her Rapinoe last week, and someone said it was Rapinoe, and I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. It's Rapinoe.
I kept saying Rapinoe. I keep saying
I know. I said Rapinoe, too, and Brian didn't correct me, which means he doesn't really watch soccer, even though we went on for like 10 minutes about it last week.
Oh, he was talking about it today, and that's a whole other subject.
Did he say Rapinoe? Tell me. Oh, yes.
Yes, he did.
I'm a lifelong soccer guy, got her name wrong.
Yeah.
But good for them, man. Like, that back-to-back of the 8 World Cups that we've had, and the women of U.S. has won 4 of them.
Yeah, I mean, Snoop Dogg brought up a good point, though. Like, I think I saw the stat on the news.
Don't get fired.
No, I'm not going to get fired.
Okay.
Like, I think, what's it? Men's soccer, if they win, it's like $400 million buyout.
Like not $400 million.
I'm pretty sure I saw it where it was
it's
like
not $400 million, but they make way more. But yeah. The joke is they never win.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, just the men's team in general. So, like...
Hey, by the way, the men's team lost to Mexico in the Gold Cup.
Yeah, buddy.
The same day. Yeah. Which that really juxtaposes the wage issue in women's soccer.
Yeah, I just... That should be fixed.
Well, FIFA really screws the women over in a lot of ways. Like, they get, like, inferior fields.
Yeah.
For all their stuff. Like, their events aren't, like, they don't hype them as much. Yeah. Whereas the men's, it's like, the FIFA will just pay out all the money. Whereas when it comes to women, FIFA's like, we just don't have it, man.
Sorry.
All your money for your fields went to bribe Qatar for the 2022 World Cup. I'm sorry. We had to put the World Cup in a place where it's going to be an average of 116 degrees.
And that way it makes it more entertaining.
Yeah, who, by the way, don't have indoor soccer stadiums built yet. They don't have them built yet. Because a lot of that money went to kickbacks and slush funds, Mayor Quimby style.
Mayor Quimby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why. They really need to fix that. Because, you know, if you're going to be that dominant, you should get paid that way.
Absolutely. Like,
and the men suck.
We do suck.
I did realize, though, because Mon and I were talking, because I'm like, well, Mexico beat us, whatever. He's like, they never do anything in the World Cup. I'm like, are you sure? And I looked it up. I guess the U.S. men's all-time is better than Mexico in the World Cup, because at least in 1932, the men's team got a bronze medal, whereas Mexico hasn't made it past the second round ever.
Really?
I know. I was like, what the hell? Oh.
I wonder if that's...
That's true. I looked it up. Because I'm like, okay, because I looked at, like, the runners-up, I'm like, oh, Mexico had to have been, like, a second place in, like, 1965 or something.
Yeah, I mean...
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. It's, you know, a lot of Brazil.
Yeah.
A little bit of Germany, but it's a lot of South American countries. But anyway, shout-out to the Women's World Cup team. We'll see you in 4 years. We do it again.
That's right.
All right, moving on to some superhero shit. Millie Bobby Brown, better known as Eleven from Stranger Things, got cast in Marvel's The Eternals along with Angelina Jolie, Kumail Nanjiani, Richard Madden, a.k.a. Rob Stark, and Salma Hayek.
Hubba hubba.
So that's turning out to be a pretty cool cast. I'm sure they'll announce the release date at Comic-Con next week.
Yeah.
We'll have a huge thing about Comic-Con because we're not going. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I promise you it'll be fun. But that's the other part.
It'd be a lot funner if we actually got to go or got tickets.
Well, okay.
They need to change that system.
Well, look, Marvel's going to be really the only big show at Comic-Con this year because Universal bailed, Warner bailed, Sony bailed because Marvel's taking over Hall H, and that's when they're probably going to announce what Phase 4 is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you haven't seen Far From Home yet, right?
Negatory.
Okay, well, I won't spoil anything. I will say... I really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
Oh, great. You ruined it for me.
Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio. They did a really good job with that character. They did it in such a way where, like, oh, shit, okay.
Okay.
Like, I won't ruin it, but it really kind of ties into Homecoming a little bit. There's a similar theme.
Okay.
But then there's a mid-credit sequence that really teases what the next Spider-Man movie is going to be, and there were two holy shit moments in there.
Okay.
I won't.
Well, I mean, the rumor that I saw online is that the next villain might be Kraven the Hunter.
Which, if that's true, and they leave it in a place where it could be, yes, please.
Yeah, I mean, I know I missed last week's show where we talked about the villains.
Mm-hmm.
For Spider-Man.
He was my number two.
Yeah, I mean, that's one villain that I would love to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just...
He was cool. Yeah. That's a really cool gimmick.
Exactly. So
he doesn't want anything. He just wants to hunt. Like he wants to hunt Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Did I say it should be him?
Oh, I forget.
That's a good one.
I know. Well, Brian and I, our long-running thing was it should be Jason Momoa, but that ship has clearly sailed.
Oh, see that.
That would have been great.
I felt like that would be a.
That'd have been perfect.
Just, yeah.
But I forget.
I don't know. He might be still dealing with all his body shaming.
With his dad bod. Jason Momoa's fat. I should just like throw myself off a roof right now.
Seriously,
like shut up.
Get over it.
Like, shut up.
I was laughing when I saw that.
He's living his best life. He's married to Denise Huxtable. But yeah, Far From Home was really good. They it's really funny. It's a really strong continuation for Homecoming, and they do a really smart. They smartly go into the post Endgame world. Like they nail it head. They do it head on.
It's really, I feel like it's gonna be brutal.
No, it's pretty funny. You're like, oh, all right. Like it's just 5 seconds.
Okay.
J.B. Smoove and Martin Starr were great. Martin Starr is our teacher.
Yeah.
And then J.B. Smoove's another teacher that accompanies him. He's the black guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
You've seen him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy.
That dude.
Mm-hmm.
With the face.
Yeah. No, Gyllenhaal is great. Like, I'm glad he finally did an MCU movie. He could not have been more pitch perfect as Mysterio.
Well, and I feel like with all, like, especially with Marvel, since they built their universe up so
mm-hmm.
great, and yes, it's taken 11 years to do it. Yeah, I mean, they have the resume to get these high-profile actors.
Well, I mean, they had more high-profile than Jake, but yeah, and it's kind of cool that he was originally going to be Spider-Man at one point when Tobey Maguire wanted too much money.
Yeah.
And I actually think Tobey beat him out in the audition, too.
Hey, no one beats that Spider-Man 3 performance, all right?
Look, Tobey...
Now dig this.
Well, look. It's all right. Tobey used all that money to be to you know do underground poker.
Yeah.
And be a real dick to that Molly's Game lady.
And I love how they teased that scene in Spider-Verse, by the way.
Huh.
The... Now dig this, where he's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I loved how they tease that.
And at the very end, there's a thing at the very end of the credits, too, and you're like, oh, okay. But it also continued Jon Favreau's streak for outkicking his coverage as far as women. Because, you know, they tease in the trailers that Happy Hogan's, hooking up with Aunt May.
Or trying to hook up with Aunt May.
You know.
Doing something that Tony Stark hasn't been able to do.
Well, they dropped that thread in Civil War when he's hitting on her.
Yeah.
And they just let Happy do it. But yeah, Jon Favreau was thinking about that when we were leaving Far From Home. I'm like, wow, he's like really outkicked his coverage in like every movie. Because like in Swingers, he ends up with Heather Graham, I think. And then in Chef, he's divorcing Sofia Vergara, and then he ends up with Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
Talk about falling up.
Well, like, he's not, I wouldn't say falling up.
In Chef?
Yeah.
He doesn't end up with Scarlett Johansson.
I thought he does.
He ends up back with Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah. But still, doesn't he go for Scarlett Johansson?
I'd go for Scarlett Johansson.
I don't remember.
And there's I Love You, Man. He's married to a Jamie Presley. Cool. Okay, yeah. Good for you. Not only have you made a ton of money as an actor, but you've made even more as a director.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more. And next week he's going to make even more once Lion King hits. No, good for him. I'm glad.
Yeah,
and he dated Monica on Friends for 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Where he wanted to become a UFC fighter, and then it like goes badly, and he ends up against, I think he ends up with a body cast, and then she leaves him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good for Jon Favreau. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
good for him.
Yeah, he's done great work.
Yeah, he's really funny in this. There's a lot more MJ, because now they can call her MJ.
Yeah.
Like at Homecoming.
I don't like her, though.
I don't know. She's growing on me.
Like, I like her, but I don't like...
I don't know. I thought she was funny.
In it. Like, sometimes she's funny, but sometimes it's just like...
Okay. She made me laugh. Sure, she's a lot funnier in that than she is on Euphoria. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Who was a better MJ? Kirsten Dunst or
Zendaya? Oof. I just don't feel like Kirsten Dunst got a lot to really do when you think about it. Like, she wanted to be an actress, but like there wasn't a whole lot of other like just MJ being MJ moments. Whereas like Zendaya, there's more of a character. Like, yeah. They try harder to make her more than just like, don't do it, Peter. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Flash is still funny in this.
Yeah,
like the whole trip is great.
Okay,
it's
I want to try and
I
see
really
it in the next like week or two.
It's a nice palate cleanser after Avengers, and they leave it in a couple places where they're kind of tipping their hat as to what Phase 4 is going to be.
Okay,
Tom Holland is really good.
Oh yeah, I love Tom. Tom Holland's the best Spider-Man.
Tom Spoiler Holland.
He's
I like Tobey Maguire, but
he's just too old.
Well, except that third one was horrible.
Well, there was a lot of reasons for that, but like. you know, with Tobey Maguire, he was too old from the jump, which is why it was kind of smart they had him at least graduate halfway through the first movie. Because it's beyond like, well, I could buy him as a high school student, because you can't. Yeah. He's already like almost 30. you know, Andrew Garfield is too cool for it.
Yeah, his Spider-Man was horrible.
Not again, not his fault. Like, that was just the character they gave him.
Yeah.
And then, well, the kid who played, well, is he the best Peter Parker? I don't know, because Jake Johnson in Spider-Verse is pretty great.
Yeah, Spider-Verse was really good.
Yeah, like, bum-ass Peter Parker was delightful. Chris Pine was a solid Spider-Man, too. And then the kid that played Miles Morales, I really liked a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Tom Holland is great. Like, he's perfect high school. I believe him as a high school kid, which is just what you need.
Yeah, and I guess, like, one of the stories for him was that, like, when I think the first Avengers movie was coming out, he, like, went and saw it with his friends, and and then I think, like, the following week he was interviewing or whatever for the Spider-Man role.
Oh, wow.
So, like, something along that timeline, like, he saw Avengers in theaters with his friends, and then, like, a week or two after that, he was going to the casting for
what a world.
Spider-Man.
Really, like, what a world, man. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he's the best Spider-Man we've had so far in terms of the movies.
Yeah, and they really continue, like, the thread of him, like, learning how to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because most of it is, like, him just, like, I just want to be on vacation.
Hey, you know what?
He's a kid.
Kid growing up, yeah.
He was a kid. And he's perfect for it. Any other superhero shit before we get to, get to some general movie news. Do you have anything? I will tell you, I found the first two Ninja Turtle movies on Amazon.
Hey, I have the first one on my phone.
No, I know, I'm just saying, like, I was like something, like, oh, I want to watch something. Like, oh shit, they have the, alright, let's do this.
Yeah.
And they still work, damn it.
Fuck yeah, they do. Like, the first Ninja Turtle movie is always great.
With super young Sam Rockwell, too.
Yeah. Like,
go to the warehouse on 50th and Glen. Everything, all your answers are right there.
I loved all the Easter eggs that they had in that, where, like, the warehouse is at the corner of Laird and Eastman Street.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And the second one, we'll talk about this next week with Comic-Con stories, but with Donnie the Pizza Boy.
Yep.
Yeah! We have a Donnie story.
Yes, we do.
We 1,000% have a Donnie story. you know, they're fun.
Yeah, I mean,
I forgot that Corey Feldman, I think, was Donatello in the first one.
Yes. Yeah, because that was, like, right when he was, like peak.
Yeah.
So.
I think it was, like, around License to Drive.
Yeah.
Wait, was that him or was it Corey Hayes? No, they're both on that, I think. Whatever, that's a Brian question.
He follows him.
Well, no, it's just, that's one of those movies, like, Brian, like, knew because he was, like, right in that perfect spot.
Yeah.
Because, like, the late 80s, early 90s is kind of hazy for us because we were born in 89, so you don't get that stuff until a little later. Anyway, moving on to the pop culture stuff, I guess we'll have to wait for Brian actually to talk Stranger Things, but I really enjoyed this season. Maya Hawke was, like, one of my MVPs.
Oh, totally.
You'll get there. That's your next project, I know.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
gotta start it.
Moving on, Disney's next live-action remake, well, the teaser for the next one is Mulan.
Mulan.
Hold on, my wife wants to come in for Mulan. It comes out next March. The teaser, look, visually it looked really nice.
Yeah?
I think, though, it didn't tell you much. I mean, they kind of gave you the gist because you know it's Mulan.
You know the story already.
Yeah, I mean, like, it looked cool, but I mean, it didn't look like a Disney movie, like, at all, whatsoever. And then, there's no singing, there's no Mushu.
Are we sure about that, though? Like, have they, because, like, with Aladdin, they're like, there's going to be no, Iago's not going to talk, and there's not going to be any song. It was like, well, what's the fucking point? But then Iago ended up talking, and there were songs.
Oh.
I don't know. This time, they could be telling the truth.
Wait,
but
backpedal in Aladdin, that Jasmine song was horrible.
Well, I think that was from the show.
Oh, I don't know. It was bad song.
No, I'm not saying it was like good. I'm just like, well, you know.
Yeah, but, no, I mean, like, it looks good, but it looks, like, way too serious. It looks like a, what's that? The Last Samurai or something with Tom Cruise? Is that
Yeah.
It looks like that kind of.
Okay.
Like, you know, where it's like.
Well, at least you know the battle sequences are going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looked cool. With, like, yeah, the battle sequences and, like, definitely just seemed like it was gonna be the story was going to be really good, but it just seemed way too soon.
Well, I think we just need to see more. Yeah. Like, I think when Frozen 2 comes out, you'll get, like, the full trailer for it. And then, you know, we'll see if they're really withholding Mushu.
Hopefully not.
Are we going to get the Lucky Cricket, too?
I hope so. I like the Cricket.
I like their dynamic in the...
Yeah, the Cricket was cool.
Yeah.
And you have to have her singing My Reflection by the Water.
Right.
Either that or,
Mi Refahiko?
Or,
I love that she recorded two versions of it, and neither of which were in the language that Mulan would have been in.
She's secretly Latin, I guess.
Sure. Well, Christina Aguilera was, and that was kind of the point.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's like me being secretly Hispanic.
Well, you're only secretly to Mondo, but that's different.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I feel like they need to work on their live-action stuff. Because it...
Actually, you'll get the full trailer with Maleficent, huh? I forgot that it's still coming out in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
That's
forgot
right.
About that movie.
Because they bumped Artemis Fowl to next year because they don't have much on their slate. And
yeah,
then they're keeping Maleficent in October.
Yeah.
I saw the preview for Artemis Fowl today, and it was weird. Like, I didn't read that book series, but I know you did.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No.
Oh, okay. But... It just looked kind of odd.
Well, they're bumping it to next year because they're like, well, we need something. We're a little tapped next year.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like two Pixar movies, Mulan and the Eternals and the Scarlet Witch movie. Or Scarlet Black Widow movie. Sorry. Scarlet Witch is for the Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they got to fill in the gap somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? But, yeah, it looks good. Okay, I just want to see more.
Yeah, definitely.
They definitely went hard on the cinematography. I can tell you that much. What did Katie think?
No, she said the same thing. Kind of like, you know, it looks good, but wants to see more type of thing and see how the movie's going to kind of relate to the old.
Yeah. And I'm hoping their battle sequences are at least as good as that fight at Toontown the other day.
No, that didn't happen, remember? The family came out saying that it didn't happen.
Right.
Even though there's video evidence of the brawl happening.
Yeah. Although Disney Security... I'm sure Disney Security's like, there was no video. I don't know what you guys are talking about. We weren't...
By the way, way to be classy and fight in Toontown.
Well, there's a lot of soft landing places in Toontown.
Yeah.
Just saying, that's one of the only bright spots. Alright, let's see, what else we got? Let's see. Fast 9 casting update. Vin Diesel said that because Hobbs and Shaw, or aka The Rock and Statham, are doing their own movie, Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren are going to get more to do in Fast 9, which, yay, I'm all for it.
Yeah, isn't John Cena going to be in it now?
Yeah, that's right. Cena's going to be in it. No, yeah. It's for Fast 9, because that comes out next year.
Yeah, because they needed
another... Yeah, John Cena got added, too. That's right.
They needed another wrestler to...
They needed a wrestler who wasn't going to hate Vin Diesel.
Just yet.
Yeah, just yet. John Turturro, who played the Jesus in Big Lebowski, is directing the follow-up to that character.
Okay.
They announced it coming out next year. The Jesus... I think it's called The Jesus Rolls On. They got a release date for next year, which... Sure. Look, I love John Turturro, and I don't know if the Jesus can support his own movie. If he can get a cameo of John Goodman as Walter, I'm all in.
Okay.
You probably won't get Lebowski, but you'll definitely get Walter.
Hey.
Which, you know, I'll take Walter.
It could work out.
Last thing before, a couple things. Netflix is in a little bit of trouble next year because they're losing The Office. And now they're losing Friends, because once the clock strikes 12 on midnight on New Year's Eve, it's going to leave Netflix, which those are their two of their biggest shows that aren't theirs.
Yeah.
You know,
they're both going to NBC Universal, right?
No, NBC Universal is getting The Office, because they own it.
Yeah.
And then Friends is going to the new Warner Media app, which has now been called HBO Max, which means they're consolidating HBO, Cinemax, and then their entire library, which includes the Looney Tunes and the entire Warner Brothers library, to their own streaming service. Now, as cool as that sounds, you can watch Sopranos and Friends on the same app. You know, this is all headed to the logical conclusion of the streaming wars ending with cable bundles.
Yeah.
Remember when we tried to shed cable bundles because they're too expensive? And you had shit you didn't want?
Yep.
Well, they're coming back, baby, except this time they're digital.
For the time being.
Well, yeah, it's we broke the system only to rebuild it the exact same way.
Yeah,
I know, because you get Disney Plus in the fall, then you get HBO Max in the spring, and then you, the Universal one, God knows when.
Yeah, bastards. I wonder how many apps are you gonna have to sit there and well, download?
That's, yeah, you're gonna have to be in a real that's the real quandary, right? Because, you know, with Netflix, you're like, now they really have to rely on their own shows, which is why they threw all that money at, like, Ryan Murphy and Shonda Rhimes and Mike Schur, who did, Parks and Brooklyn and The Good Place.
Yeah.
You know, NBC got him. NBC retained him. Netflix wanted him, but I think NBC paid him a shitload of money to stay. Because they know.
Yeah.
Like, they have to build their own content from here on out.
Yeah, keep pace with everyone.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Netflix has some stuff up their sleeve, but, like, they announced, like, David Fincher's doing his next movie for Netflix so far. It hasn't fallen apart yet. Which, it's incredible. But, it's a biography of, like, I think Henry Mankiewicz, who co-wrote Citizen Kane with Gary Oldman as the star. So, I'm all right.
Yeah.
They got The Irishman coming out later this year. But TV-wise, I don't know, man. But the streaming wars carry on. Now, we need some sad news. Rip Torn died the other night at the age of 88.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Look, a lot of timeless roles. He was Zed from Men in Black.
Yep.
Patches
O'Houlihan.
And Dodgeball. Zeus and the Hercules. Yep. Same year as Men in Black, by the way. That's where I first found Rip Torn. And, of course...
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, 97.
Huh?
And, of course, his iconic role is Artie on Larry Sanders' Show. Fucking amazing. Like, that's a Hall of Fame TV character, Artie the producer.
Yep.
And Rip Torn is a Hall of Famer off the screen, too. In his obituary in the Hollywood Reporter, there was a story about him, I think, getting kicked off of Easy Rider because he got in a knife fight with Dennis Hopper. I forget the name of the movie, but he attacked Norman Mailer with a tack hammer. I think in 2007, he got drunk and tried to rob a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that story continued where, like, he walked into, like, someone else's house.
And... He did. also, there was a story. Someone was filming a movie with him. I think it was Cross Creek, actually, where he was nominated for an Oscar. She was with him. He's like, oh, do you want to take you on a tour around town? And she's like, wow, you really seem to know this place quite well. I was like, how long have you been here? 2 days. How do you know all the whole town in 2 days? I like to know all the ways out of a town before I shoot a movie. And someone was talking about on a movie he was shooting, he was married to Oscar winner Geraldine Page, and he left the set of a movie for a little while because she was giving birth, but they were part of a menage a trois group, so it was him, the other guy, and her, waiting for the birth of the baby. Hall of Famer, man. Like, his obituary was incredible.
I'll have to read that then.
It's on the group chat. I posted his obituary in the group chat because it's all the headline that attacked Norman with a tack hammer, robbed the bank.
Yeah.
But Rip Torn is a cool dude, man. Yeah. Really the last of a dying breed. So if you have a chance, watch Men in Black, watch Hercules, Dodgeball, Larry Sanders, especially Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
You watch Artie clips all day. All right.
I have some other sad news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You guys could pour one out for Boston Market near our house because they closed. Apparently, I was the only person who loved them.
You weren't. Yeah. I mean, and they betrayed you.
That's a thing. Pregnant,
still, they betrayed you. It was like Ben and the Calzones.
Yeah. They were like fucking bomb, though. Their macaroni and cheese to die for.
They ran out of chicken.
I know.
Okay, quick story. She had me go get her Boston Market, and she wanted just her chicken, like the small chicken piece meal. I go up to the drive-thru. I'm like, oh, can I get the chicken, please? Oh, we're out of chicken. What? That's all you do?
No, they do.
Come on. Like,
apparently they do macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Their sides are fine. Their sides are good. I'm just saying, to run out of chicken is just insane.
No. Today I was talking to my aunt, my mom, and my sister about it.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh my god, Boston Market. Do you remember, because there used to be one by our house in Palm Springs that was like always like fucking slammed. They were like, oh, the good days. We like Boston Market, but
well,
you guys just don't appreciate it.
Well, look, I mean, it isn't often Boston loses something, but they lost their market.
Yeah. Pour one out. R.I.P.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, is it the whole chain or just the one by our house?
No, I looked it up on, like, online.
Mm-hmm.
If it's smart, it's the whole chain. I wasn't a fan. Sorry.
Well,
I love them. I don't. There was a couple in the valley. But yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Anyway, let's move on to let's finish this out with some what's good.
Yeah, I guess
Wes, what's good?
Let's see. I started and finished what We Do in the Shadows.
Woo!
And great show. Like, it's so funny. Just the dynamic, and you really feel for
Guillermo the Familiar.
Exactly. Like,
you really talk about the movie too.
Talk about just like a loyal servant that just keeps getting shit on.
Yeah, but he's a
day after day.
He's a Van Helsing though, so that's gonna be a big deal.
Yeah, I loved the finale with his character towards the end, mm-hmm. where you know, just the whole season, just, you know, well, again, 10 years of getting promised that you're gonna get turned into a vampire, but you keep getting shit on.
I just love that. Really, it's been 10 years.
Yeah, it only feels like two. Like,
and did I overhype the Vampire Council episode or no?
No, the Vampire Council episode is great. Like, so many great people that
like, holy shit.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
Danny Trejo. God bless Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement.
Yeah.
I really was skeptical. I'm like, I want to make this into a TV show. Sure. Fine. Yeah. But it ended up being my favorite thing all year.
Yeah, I mean, it was just great. I mean, I love the I love the one of the last scenes in the finale with Laszlo and Jeff.
Gregor.
Well, no, it's...
Oh, Jeff is like... Okay, that's...
Yeah, it's normally Gregor, but his name is Jeff when he... Fucking in this Jeff. Life. And they're just going over, like, how Laszlo was the one that's been killing
him. Decapitating him. Each century, he decapitates him.
Yeah.
But they really paid off a lot of running jokes the whole year. It was just great.
Yeah. Like, definitely recommend watching it if you guys haven't seen it yet.
Yep. What's the next project?
It's probably going to be Stranger Things.
Okay, and then after that you need to do The Good Place.
Yeah.
For me, it's been, you know, not much. I mean, like, Spider-Man Far From Home, we already talked about. I loved it. I've been watching just a lot of Big Little Lies, which has been getting really fun. Like, Meryl Streep just batting 1,000.
Oh, that's the one that's on
HBO.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, with Nicole Kidman and Shailene Woodley, Zoe Kravitz.
They're the ones. That's the one where they're like at a prom, right? And like someone dies.
That's not a prom. It's like a school fundraiser.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
Okay. So I remember seeing the trailer for it when I was watching Barry. So I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's that one. Like, Meryl Streep's been lightning all season. It's been great, and it's going into the home stretch. I'm not sure if I like Euphoria. I don't know if that's what's good, but it's what's interesting. No, like, honestly, like, they really, it's a
I hear it's a trippy show.
It's, yeah, that's very well done. Like, there's a lot of pockets where, like, the acting is really good, and some stuff I'm just like, all right, like, you're overdoing it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's, if you're a parent, that's kind of it's a tough hang for anybody, but if you're a parent, you're like, oh, fuck. Like, it's not, like, realistic, but it's, like, in the ballpark of, like, oh, God.
This could really happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's very heightened.
Okay.
Like, yeah, very heightened, but, you know, it's okay. I've been watching a lot of Veronica Mars because I dropped on Hulu on July 1st. I'd never seen it before. That's with Chris
and Bill. Oh, yeah, that's what I asked you about.
You see, okay. Yeah, it was on UPN. It was like the night after SmackDown. And I just ignored it because I'm like, oh, all these UPN shows suck. Like True Calling with like Elijah Dushku. Well, when I was, like, 12, I wasn't watching True Calling.
No, you were watching wrestling
religiously. I was. Brian Mon and I would watch SmackDown every week, and then UPN would just show stuff. Oddly, they never really showed commercials for Veronica Mars. Like, they would show commercials for Buffy, but not Veronica Mars. Anyway, Kristen Bell's on it. She's a teenager. Like, her dad's a private detective, and she's also a detective. She solves cases at her school every week. A lot of people showed up. Like Adam's, like last time I was watching one, Adam Scott's like the cool history teacher. This is like before, like, well, it's like 04, so this is like before he was doing really much.
Okay.
And he's accused of sleeping with a student who's like late, who's played by Leighton Meester. It's like, oh hey. And Aaron Paul showed up in an episode, like before Breaking. Wow. Yeah. Schmidt from New Girl is on it. I didn't realize that he everyone's just so young. Yeah. Jessica Chastain's in an episode for some reason before she blew up. It's pretty cool. Like, it's a fun show. Okay. Like, it's a solid watch. Like, it's easily bingeable because it's just a case. It's a case of the week.
Okay. Yeah. You said Hulu, right?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Because I guess they're having a new season come out like later this month, so that's why they guess they have the rest of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the movie on there, but because they did a movie, it was like one of the famous ones where Kickstarter, like it was a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But even though Kristen Bell probably could have just paid it with all her Frozen money, but whatever. It's an entertaining show. I just missed the boat. It's one of those I missed the boat on. And it was just never on like Netflix or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I just never. Now I'm catching up. It's nice. It's pretty cool. It's got a couple of, like, you know, it's got an overarching mystery. Oh yeah, Amanda Seyfried is on it too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like right around Mean Girls era. So like, she just looks super super young.
Okay.
I think she's probably the only one I believe is in high school.
At this point, yeah.
Because Kristen Bell just seems way too old to be in high school. even though she's a senior, it's still like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Not saying she's old, but she's too old for high school.
Yeah.
Oh, like last night, one of the ones I was watching, Anthony Anderson plays like a Suge Knight kind of guy. Yeah, it's like the same year he was doing The Shield, and then like his wife is Lisa McDowell from Coming to America.
Okay.
I was like, oh wow, like everyone's here. This is great. But yeah, I highly recommend it. It's an easy watch. But there's other stuff you should do first, like Brockmire and The Good Place.
Yeah.
But you can knock out Stranger Things pretty quickly though.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like designed to be binged. Because like that's Netflix. That's like the one show Netflix got super right on binging.
Yeah.
Besides true. their besides BoJack and Big Mouth, but.
Yeah. When did those come back? By the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not about second season.
Well, season 2 is like fine in pockets, but I agree with you. Season 3 was amazing. I want to talk about it with Brian. Really
okay.
But like, one of the new characters they have on there is Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about it in the chat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really funny.
Okay.
I'm like, I want her to do more things.
Oh, I'm sure she will, based on who her parents are.
Well, that doesn't necessarily carry over. I mean, you know.
It helps.
It does. That's why Scott Eastwood keeps working.
Yep.
Hey, I like him.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying, like, he's, like, always the eighth, at least the eighth best thing he's in. Like, they tried to make him the next Paul Walker in, like, Fast 8. I completely forgot he was in it an hour and a half in. Like, they've given him, like, 5 different franchises and to be in, and just, I don't remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Alright, so anyway, that's our show for this week. Hopefully Brian will be back, and maybe if you can burn through Stranger Things, we can just talk about it then.
I don't know if I'll be able to binge the
probably
first 3
not.
Seasons
probably not
in a week, but
yeah, you could see, you'd be surprised. There aren't that many episodes, that's why it helps.
Okay.
I think it's like 8 a season.
Okay.
Well, that's might not be that doable. Bad, that's doable, and like they're not all super long.
Okay.
They largely, season 2 doesn't, but like the show largely avoids the Netflix drift that befell Marvel.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you want any of the Daredevil
stuff.
Oh
yeah, they're auctioning off all the TV show merch. Yeah. Forgot about that and superhero shit. Anyway, next week we'll be talking probably about leading up to training camp. We have a huge section where we're going to be talking about Comic-Con stories. Since we can't go, we're going to tell ours.
Yep.
Because we have some fun ones.
Yes, we do.
And some that are probably in hindsight a little cringy. Like some of those panels. Oof.
Yeah.
And then next week, Allie will be on the show. Your wife will be on the show, making her podcast debut.
That's right.
As an honor of The Lion King, we're doing our huge best Disney animated movies of the last 30 years.
Minus Pixar.
Oh, yeah, minus Pixar. That's the stipulation. From Little Mermaid to Ralph Breaks the Internet, what are the top 5?
Yep.
That's going to be really fun, and I can't wait. I'm sure your wife's going to say some things that are going to make me want to mute the mic.
Probably. And,
mine too.
She's already sitting there going like, great, now I really have to come up with this list.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's hard to narrow it down.
I know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I've put a lot of thought into mine, and I almost have it.
Okay.
And I have a couple deep cuts.
Okay.
Anyway, all that plus whatever happens in the NBA, because I'm sure that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure Paul will get traded by the time we wrap up here.
Yeah.
All that and more. See ya. Say goodbye, Wes.
Goodbye.